Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field. It's pretty deep. McCormick going back to the track at the wall. He jumps. Oh, and he caught it! Slamming into the fence. Chaz McCormick against the out-of-town scoreboard has robbed JT Realmuto of extra bases.
Oh.
With a sensational leaping catch at the wall.
Larry Anderson. Come on, Larry. If he's not yelling during the call, that was a classic. That was a classic. Good morning. Saturday morning. Howard Eskett here. Here at the Borgata, which is always great on Saturday. And that was a play which Phillies fans said, oh, the Phillies would have won the game. Well, if they score that run, and that's a big if with the way the Phillies drive and run with men in scoring position, drive and runs with men in scoring position, that's a big if. But that was a great, great catch. And it took away a little bit of the drama, I guess, in the ninth inning. Local guy, Westchester guy, Chaz McCormick. But here's one of the realities of these two teams. And that's not to say, and listen, I'm not. This is not gloom and doom. I think the Phillies, certainly they have a chance, but it's going to be difficult to win two games. Oh, they just have to win the one today. Well, yeah, they have to win the one today and the one tomorrow. And everybody just assuming Ranger Suarez is just going to lock it down and be the MVP and all that other nonsense. They have to win today, but they have a chance. But everybody thinks that the Phillies, oh, yeah, well, you know, they would have won the game. Even if they score, and that's not an easy thing with the way the Phillies don't make contact. Even if they score, that's only a tie game. There's no guarantee they win the game. The only guarantee you would have had is they would have had more strikeouts if they went extra innings. More strikeouts for the Phillies, 26 strikeouts in two games. But I'm not here. You got to address, you know, the reasons they lost the last two games. But you also have to address, and I don't want to hear this house money line. Sick. It's like, oh, they're playing with house money. You know what? Stop wasting my time with that line. They're in the World Series. They've got a chance. It was totally unexpected, and I get it. And they still have an opportunity and all those things. But that doesn't mean if McCormick doesn't catch that ball that the Phillies are going to win the game. So let's kind of – but it was a great – it's probably the best catch in a World Series in I don't know how many years. It really was a great catch. But they're a real – Larry Anderson, he's a beauty. He is a beauty. But they play today, or they play tonight. Another game that will end at, 11:30 at night. But you get an extra hour tonight because you turn back the clocks, which this is the last year we're going to go through all that nonsense. I think – they're going to legislate it where the clocks stay at one time all the time and stop all this nonsense with clocks forward, clocks back. Stop it. You know, we don't need all that. But so you get an extra hour, and it's a weekend night. But we'll talk about the Phillies today. If anybody out there tells me their expectations in September were that the Phillies would be in this position right now, even down 3-2, you are a liar. A liar. There is nobody out there, nobody out there that thought that they'd be in this position, even thought that they'd make it through the playoffs to get to the World Series, even thought that they'd win the first series when it was gifted to them by that dope of a manager for the St. Louis Cardinals. Nobody thought that they'd be in this position. So it's been enjoyable. There's been excitement. It helps everybody. It helps businesses. It helps, obviously, WIP Radio, because we broadcast their games and the Eagles games. It helps everybody, and it creates some enjoyment. You know, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm right. The mayor of Philadelphia, and I hate to use that term when I mention Jim Kenney because he's the worst mayor of my lifetime, has not said one thing about the Phillies, and it's exciting, and, you know, you hope for a parade. He honestly doesn't want a parade because all he worries about, it's going to cost city money, not the fact that the city has generated attention around the country. It's taken attention away from all the killings and shootings. It's taken attention from a city that can't manage their money. It's created some unbelievable excitement, but he's worried about what it's going to cost for a parade, and I know that for a fact. It just, you almost want the parade so it costs the city money. And he would send the, he tried to send the Eagles a bill for their parade. I don't know what happened there, but I think the Eagles refused to pay the couple of million dollars that he wanted. And I don't know that. I think that's the case. But he would send the Phillies a bill. But he's such a grumpy, bad guy that he doesn't want the Phillies to win the World Series. I'm telling you, because all he worries about, oh, it's going to cost the city money. Well, manage your money better. What was that soda tax for? What a fraud that was. All right, I mean, no more political stuff. I'm kind of tying it in because, you know, you want to do, the guy's so grumpy, he hasn't even said a word about excitement and all the things that it does for the city of Philadelphia. It does a lot for the city of Philadelphia. And that's the thing that I want to emphasize, what it's done for the city of Philadelphia. So we'll talk about the Phillies today. It's not over, but it's going to take a lot. And you know, Wheeler's not at his best right now. You know, whether it's a tired arm, he's not hurt, but whether it's a tired arm, he's at a point where it's a lot of innings. There's too many innings, especially for pitchers. There's just too many innings in a season. There's too many games. There's too much. But it's created excitement, and I'm sure people will be excited for Game 6 tonight of the World Series. So obviously we'll talk about that. You know, and I know fans out there still think they have a chance, and they do have a chance. So, you know, we can look at it that way. Yes, they absolutely have a chance. You have to win two games on the road, but you have a chance. You have a chance. Talk about the Eagles, and I'm looking at schedule. We were talking about it after the game. I was talking about it with a few people. You're looking at the schedule. You say, when is this team? You don't want the Eagles to lose a game. But I know people don't want them to go undefeated if they go to the Super Bowl, because then you want to get that loss out of the way. You don't want the first loss to be in a Super Bowl if, in fact, the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. But I see no reason why they won't be the first seed, which means they would get a bye, which means they would have home field advantage, which means all those things. But you look at the schedule. The first game I see that I think the Eagles are better than the Dallas Cowboys, so let me get that out of the way. Christmas Eve is the next game that the Eagles will be an underdog. They won't be an underdog in New York against the Giants. Giants are better, but they're not good enough. They have Daniel Jones. So I'm looking at the schedule. It's the third straight road game, and that's if they were on even ground and the Eagles weren't on a three-week road trip, not a road trip, but third straight road game, I think they would beat the Cowboys, even though it's hard to beat the same team. And the Cowboys are a good team. They're not a very good team. They're just a good team. They're not anything special. That's going to be a hard game to win. And then we'll hear all these Cowboy cockroach fans, or excuse me, cockroach in Philadelphia. There's another syllable. It's like the people in South Philly. It's the acme. They're cockroaches because now they've clammed up and shut up and they've gone back into the muck and grime. They'll be back out if, in fact, the Cowboys win that game. But I'm looking at the schedule. I'm saying, are they going to lose to Washington? They shouldn't. Then they go to Indianapolis. They're going to lose to them. They're a mess this year. No, they shouldn't. And, you know, I forget who's – it's Green Bay's after that. Green Bay's not a good team, but that game's here on a Sunday night. No, they shouldn't. So you look at all these games. You don't want them to lose, but I'm trying to figure out on the schedule, you know, they're not going to lose a game for quite a while, or they shouldn't lose a game for quite a while. And they didn't play their best game on Thursday night, and that's hard. Those Thursday night games are a joke. You don't practice all week. The Eagles didn't have any real – it was walkthroughs the whole week. It's a long trip against a bad team. It's really – that's really a difficult game. And they won it. A lot of teams would lose that game. And they won the game. You know, I know they fell behind and all that other nonsense. And Houston moved the ball. And I get all that stuff. But that's a really, really tough game. Yeah, they need to play better. And they will. Because the situations will be different. Now they have a lot of time off before they play the Redskins on Monday night. Excuse me. The Commanders. Is that their name? The Commanders. Washington football team. I should just say the Washington football team. Before they play the Washington football team on the Monday night game. So we can talk about that. And I am going to rip fantasy football players. You are clueless morons to criticize Devontae Smith because he's not doing enough for you on your fantasy team, and then you rip him because he says he doesn't care about fantasy football, and he shouldn't. He should not care about fantasy football. Should not. That's the problem with fantasy football. That is a real issue. You don't look at the things you really need to look at. And it's ridiculous. You know, fantasy football, please. All right. The one thing that we haven't done is a Cowboy fan over there. There's a Cockroach fan right there. Yeah. People, there's a person here at the Borgata I know. She's a manager. Cockroach fan. But anyway, the one thing we haven't addressed this season, because there's too many other things going on, and we'll talk about it this morning, if you so choose. We have not talked about the 76ers. I did briefly. I said the Sixers should trade Joel Embiid. Heard a little backlash, but now I think people realize it. The guy's always hurt. It's actually now... It's almost too late to get any real value for him. But I hate to break the news to you Sixer fans, you Kool-Aid drinking morons, you pathetic people that think the process worked, but they didn't go through the process. What the process got you? Got you Joel Embiid. That's great. Only because he was hurt coming out of college. Got you Joel Embiid, but what did it get you? And don't tell me other general managers screwed it up. All of this guy that's now the president and general manager, Daryl Morey, is a fraud. You know, before you fire the coach Glenn Rivers, Daryl Morey should be fired first. What team has he put together? You know, they get penalized for tampering with players before they were allowed to. And what did it get him? P.J. Tucker, who I think is 96 years old. He actually looks like he's 96 years old when he plays. 96 years old. House. Yeah, oh, like, what did you get? Your bench sucks. It totally sucks. Your team is not good enough. James Harden, Father Time arrived in the room last year for James Harden. Father Time is back again. Father Time actually never left the room. And now he's hurt. I think they actually are better off with James Harden dominating the basketball. And Joel Embiid is an unhappy guy because he dominates the basketball. Now can't even get on the court because he's always hurt. That team is a mess. And I'll say this for the Sixers. They're 3 to 4 years away from being 3 to 4 years away from being 3 to 4 years away from winning possibly a championship. They have to start over. Think about that. They have to start over. You don't want to admit it. You don't want to deal with it. It's a thing that's going to drive you crazy. All you people that buy your tickets for the Sixers, God bless you. 30% increases almost every year. Just keep on paying out the nose to watch a team that really has almost no shot of winning a championship. That's all right. That's all right. That's part of what being a fan's all about. All right, here's the part of the segment where I give you the phone number, which is in your speed dial. And if it's not, it should be, but it is. I don't have to give it 25 times. It's 215-592-9494. You got that number? All right. Easy number to remember, right? 215-592-9494. Easy number. All right, Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40-ish. Take a look at the weekend football, both college. No Eagles game, but there's still games out there that I know you want to bet. You want to have some fun with. Here's our question today. It's to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Great, great, great stuff. Check it out at DeBruno.com. Whether it's gift baskets, boxes, gifts that you can send all over the country, whether it's catering with the holidays coming up, business functions, business parties, whatever. They got it all. Here's the question. It's pretty simple. Think about the most devastating loss. And it just it doesn't have to be in Philadelphia, although there's been plenty. Most devastating loss per professional team. Most devastating loss. It's there's probably a few of them in Philadelphia. And the other game, Phillies obviously needed, would have been in much, much, much better shape if they had won game five. But so I guess that was devastating for a lot of people. But people had enjoyment and had fun at the games. And I think you got to kind of reach back and look at that. Most devastating loss. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The nicest on the East Coast and in a lot of places. People having fun. Sebastian Maniscalco was here last night for two shows. He's here again tonight. Packed house. People excited. All kinds of good things here at the Borgata. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get to your calls, your comments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.